then you die. But our decisions in the middle determine what happens when we're no longer alive. One thing we can't deny is there's another dimension that comes after this time. Are you sure about your fate when it's judgment day and you're standing in line? Or will you move from the pan to the fire? Cause life's like a gamble sometimes. Looking and hoping for something good, but the hand isn't fine. And you like, I'm handling mine. But you start to feel weak. It's like you can't stand and you're tired. And you're sad and you cry. Well then let me give you some game. But this man is divine. And his name is Jesus. And he's able to turn your biggest pain into your biggest blessing. Just ask the believers. He'll take the bends and the dents and he'll fix them and he'll put back all your pieces. Trust me, I've experienced what I'm speaking. I was down and bleeding. He came and gave me new births, and now I'm sure about my life after Earth when the credits are rolling. When the credits are rolling. When the credits are rolling. I feel you should be loudly informed. How you live determines how you'll be mourned. When the credits are rolling. When the credits are rolling. Gracefully broken. You're free to run into his arms and feel his grace. Listen, that invitation is open. He's not only with you when it's sunny, but he's present during times when it rains and you're soaking. He already came and died and took the keys to death for your salvation you're chosen. The journey isn't easy, but we're making it boldly. It's not intended for you to go through the things that you do. I know that I sound preachy, but see all is getting you through. I'm telling the truth, while all the shame and all the guilt and all the burdens stay weighing down and yelling at you. He's always yelling for you to let him in, and your mess he'll clean it. This isn't speaking from without. He brought my nephew back to life, man. Trust me, I've seen it. And he will give you greater joy and satisfaction beyond all that is shining and gleaming. And trust the process, the timing is genius. So with the knowledge that the afterlife is real, you decide how your life will be filmed till your credits are rolled. When the credits are rolled. When the credits are rolled. I feel you should be loudly informed. How you live determines how you be mourned. When the credits are rolling. Hey, will you turn into the very man that you couldn't stand? Or will you let your children have the father you never had? Will you give that love and affection to your better half that you never saw your daddy give your mom? Will you take the stand? Promise to be the man? Pray for your house daily? Take the lead and let Yeshua help you denounce Satan? Now you know we have to make the stand at our foundation and raise some good kids and they kids after generations. If you ain't have a present father, then you have felt the way that it hurts. But you do the same thing to your bae and baby your birth, therefore making your daddy issues a generational curse. Instead of fixing it, you just making it worse, man. Let's be better for each other. Let's be better to our women. Let's be better to all women. Let's be better for our children. Let's change that narrative and take away the pain we have them deal with and the fear they're filled with. Guys, put your faith over fears. We can't keep going about life like it is what it is. Invite the Lord into your home, see how he handles your biz. Be the one who made that decision for your kids and their kids. When your credits are rolling. When your credits are rolling. When the credits are rolling. When the I feel you should be loudly informed that how you live determines how you'll be mourned. Yeah, when the credits are rolling. When the credits are rolling.
When the credits are rolling. When the credits are rolling.
When the credits are rolling.